Thank you, Madam Chair. Distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, in order to facilitate your review process and further deliberations, I would like to highlight the main format-related changes in comparison to the 2021 document. As mentioned by the Deputy Secretary General this morning, we are in the third trial year and the format of this document has evolved based on the continuous feedback received from the CPC, the Committee for Program Coordination, and the Fifth Committee in New York. Thus, we feel it is important for you to know the progression of the thinking of the member states in New York as they move to improve upon the 2021 format on the road to the 2022 program plan. The 2022 template in front of you was adjusted by the Office for Program Planning, Budget and Finance in New York, and it contains some new elements. Broadly speaking, these proposed changes can be seen in two tracks. In some cases, the change is an elimination of some elements that were part of the previous document. And in other cases, these are additional pieces of information that were included in the document, leading to a slight change in the format. In addition to these two general tracks, the presentation of the results was revised, and I will touch upon that as I proceed in my remarks. First, at the level of overall orientation, you will note some new elements. As also mentioned by the Deputy Secretary General this morning, based on the feedback from the CPC on the program plan for 2021, which was approved by the Member States, and it was done so to keep the Member States updated in a timely manner on the impact of COVID-19 on the program. The 2022 program plan documents now includes a new section called Impact of COVID-19 on Program Delivery in 2020. This new section accounts on the impact of the pandemic on the program delivery and performance, with the first paragraph including information on any canceled or postponed activities beyond 2020. And second paragraph highlights adaptation, new or additional deliverables delivered in response to the pandemic. Another additional element you will note in the overall orientation is on the liquidity constraints, something the DSG also touched on this morning, which was included at the demand of Member States to account for any impact that the liquidity constraints had on program delivery and performance in 2020. This is something you should note that all sections of the fascicle of the UN Secretariat are required to do. There are a few changes at the level of the subprogram as well. Again, based on the feedback from the CPC and the Fifth Committee to reduce complexity in strategies, you will note that there is no more verbatim repetition of the objectives. And more importantly, no more reference to the past results as in 2021 document. This was eliminated in the 2022 program plan that's in front of you and which you're considering today. With respect to strategies, at the level of each subprogram, you will note the additional paragraph on planned support to member states on COVID-19 related expected 2022 results. Similarly, to the overall orientation segment, at the level of each subprogram, we also have additional sections dedicated to the impact of COVID-19 in 2020 performance and the impact of liquidity constraints on 2020 performance as well. Here you'll find specific examples related to these subprograms in relation to the two areas. Now, let me quickly touch on the presentation of the results and results narrative as they're contained in the program plan. You will note that at the level of each subprogram, you can find four results, which the DSG also touched on this morning in greater detail. Result number one presents a new result and performance achieved in 2020. The performance measures for this result are required to present it over 3 years. And if possible and relevant, it should highlight a result relating to COVID-19 pandemic. Results 2 and 3 are carried forward from 2020 and 2021 program plan document and are part of the performance reporting element of the document. Performance measures for these two results are presented for 5 years and indicate actuals. And that will be 2018, 2019, and 2020. And planned values for 2020 and 2022 accordingly. Of particular note is result 4, is the new result plan for 2022 and is forward-looking. This looking-forward result integrates lessons learned and provides a look on performance measures also for 5 years, and that is from 2018 to 2022. This format on how the results and lesson learns are integrated and presented together is part of the format changes to the system and the way we present it in the fascicle for the United Nations Secretariat. Finally, I would like to note that for 2021, the supplementary information, which in the past used to be given separately, and its content continues to be streamlined and presented directly in the program plan document for 2022. And we expect this not to change. Thus, for every sub-program, you'll find the detailed list of deliverables and of the legislative mandates incorporated into the specific sections. In concluding, I would like to mention a couple of elements that I feel are important to be mentioned while you review this document. Number one, as this document was drafted in early November, in order to be presented to you on time, some actual values for 2020 for deliverables were not yet final. As we are closing the year now in the month of January, some actuals might be adjusted to reflect the final values before we submit this document to New York. Number two, the final instructions are being finalized by New York as we speak. New York is engaged with the member states on the consolidation of the format, and we might receive some changes in the instructions in the last days of January and beginning of February. And this we will need to bear in mind. We already have an indication that there is a demand for more condensed value of the document. Thus, it is very probable that we will have to further reduce the volume of our part to be aligned with the other sections of the fascicle of the UN Secretariat. As per usual practice, we will provide you with a comparison showing all adjustments and changes to our portion of the fascicle sometime in April, as requested by the Deputy Secretary General. There was also a question this morning with respect to if the document contains both RB and XB, and I can't confirm that. While it's the program plan for the RB or assessed portion of the UN budget, it does contain information on XB so that we can give you a composite picture of what you see. With that, let me stop here, and we are open for any questions you may have. Myself and my colleague, Gianna Saffroni, will be accompanying you throughout the process for the next 2 days. I thank you, Madam Chair.